All right, panic time is setting in. I wish people would stop asking, are you ready for Christmas? I'm never ready for Christmas. Ironic, huh? This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Last year, I told you the story of Rudolph and how we came to learn about him and a little bit about the song. Many have been asking for the story of his original TV special, so here we go. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer first aired Sunday, December 6, 1964, at 5:30 in the afternoon on NBC. I was very surprised to learn that because when I was a kid, I only got CBS at my house, and I always saw it on CBS. I grew up in the country on the side of a hill. Anyway, it switched to CBS after a few years, and that's where I remember always seeing it. That original airing was sponsored by General Electric. How perfect is that for the reindeer with the nose that could guide Santa through the fog of night? It was part of the General Electric Fantasy Hour, and the commercials featured Santa's elves, especially that tall, skinny one. That's the way animated shows were done back then. Actually, a lot of live action, too, with one sponsor and the characters were in the commercials. General Electric helped Rudolph and all the TV specials that followed from Rankin-Bass get made. It cost the production team of Arthur Rankin and Jules Bass $500,000 to make Rudolph. That would be close to $5 million today. The special used a stop-motion animation technique they called Animagic. It's tough to do since you have to make all the elements in the show and film them one frame at a time. It was also Rankin-Bass's first hit, and it set them on the road to a long and lucrative career in animation. The composer of Rudolph's song, Johnny Marks, was Arthur Rankin's neighbor, which is how Rankin-Bass got involved with Rudolph. Johnny owned the rights to his song. Johnny wasn't sure he wanted to risk his lucrative song with a TV special. I mean, what if it tanked? But Arthur convinced him not only to let them make a TV show, but to write the score and seven new songs for the special. One of the songs was Holly Jolly Christmas, which has become a Christmas standard in its own right. It's pretty amazing how good all the songs are, considering how quickly he wrote them. It's the second animated Christmas special produced for TV. Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol was the first, but since Mr. Magoo left primetime in the 1980s, Rudolph's show is the longest-running primetime Christmas special, airing every year since its creation. Quick note, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol will be on NBC this year, 2012, on December 22nd, to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Perhaps I'll talk about Mr. Magoo in the future. Would you like that? I'm not going to go into the plot. Rudolph is on TV a few times a year, it's on DVD, it's on Blu-ray now. I will say that I'm disappointed in Santa's behavior in this story, and I have to remind myself that it's only TV. It's only a fictionalized account of the story. And it's a great story of the underdog winning on the merits of who he is, which is a theme in a lot of the Rankin-Bass specials. The show's plot is different from the original book for a surprising reason. Romeo Muller, who wrote the TV version, couldn't find the original book. He totally would have based it on the book if he found it. So all the new characters, Donner being Rudolph's dad, Dasher being another dad, that's all from Mr. Muller, Mr. Rankin, and Mr. Bass. The song Fame and Fortune was added in 1965, the year after its debut, replacing a reprise of We're a Couple of Misfits. That doesn't happen very often. If you're of a certain age and haven't seen the show since you were a kid, you may think that Yukon Cornelius was looking for silver or gold, but he wasn't. He was looking for peppermint. There's a scene at the end of the show where that's revealed that was cut after the original airing. It's been restored, and I think it's on the DVD, too. I'm gonna have to watch that again. I kind of remember watching it sometime in the last 10 years going, peppermint? Huh. I wonder why I never noticed that before. Well, there's your reason. Originally, we didn't see Santa actually pick up the toys from the Island of Misfit Toys, and people complained. And by we, I mean the kids who were watching at the time. So they added a new scene showing Santa getting the toys with Rudolph in the lead. This forced some other scenes to be deleted, including some Burl Ives dialogue, the peppermint mine scene, and some other stuff. Sam the Snowman was originally supposed to be like a New York guy, but Burl Ives was hired halfway through the production as stunt casting. Genius stunt casting. They redesigned the snowman to look like Burl, which was also really smart. He was recognized as Sam everywhere he went, and for years he had large wooden cutouts of the characters on his property at holiday time. So I guess he was kind of proud of it. Hermie the Elf's supervisor, another grumpy elf. Man, there's a lot of pressure in the North Pole on this show. He had a goatee like Mitch Miller, who was a popular band leader at the time. And you'll notice when he leads the Santa Elves song, he starts with Lawrence Welk's a one and a two. Although he has a different accent. Bumble was added because Arthur Rankin always added a King Kong-like creature in his early shows. By the way, we've added Bumble to our lawn decorations. A couple of early, maybe original, puppets were stored in an attic for years, and they were played with by kids, so they were a little beat up. They were found, sold, and in 2007, restored to their original condition, and they toured the country. Santa is actually 8 inches tall, young Rudolph is 4 inches tall, and his nose really lights up. They're made of wood, wire, and fabric. Several copies were made by the Japanese company that did the animation, but none are known to still exist. The girl deer in the show don't have antlers, and the boy deer do. That's not how it works in nature. They all have antlers. If you had the original video cassette, you saw the 1965 version of the show with Santa showing up at the island and the Fame and Fortune song. Now you'll see the original version up until the Peppermint Mine scene and then the final act of the 1965 airing. Santa is on his way. This is the Christmas waltz in the Christmas stocking.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things. Things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your new year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too. On his way, he's filled his sleigh with things. Things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your new year dreams come true. And this song of mine quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
From Portland, Oregon, that's Tom Grant and Rebecca Kilgore, the Christmas Waltz. You'll find all the information about the music at mychristmasstocking.net. Hey, I got an email in my top elf at mychristmasstocking.net inbox from Jennifer in Littleton, Colorado, who writes, Season's greetings. I was listening to podcast number 70. That's the 6th annual Summer Music Spectacular. It actually works pretty well this time of year too, I think. I hope. Anyway, here it goes. I was listening to podcast number 70 this morning in the library and heard you ask my question, what do you do to celebrate the Christmas spirit in the summer? It made me smile big. It's a good thing smiles are quiet since I was in the library. This was the second time you mentioned me on the air. Welcome to the third time, Jennifer. Thanks for keeping in touch. Jennifer continues, since it is Christmas and gift cards are quite popular, I thought you might want to mention to my fellow Christmas stocking fans about e-cycling. Best Buy is one of the best in the area. They take electronics, well, most of them, CDs, DVDs, phones, most batteries, and I just learned gift cards, which they melt down to be reused. All of them, not just their cards. Batteries Plus is another good recycler. That's very cool. I hadn't heard about gift cards being recycled or e-cycled. I'm going to have to look into that. And she told this story, which is kind of cool. And I'm not one of those gotta have Christmas all the time guys. This past Halloween, I was sitting outside handing out candy, listening to Halloween music and songs. And then I heard Christmas carols. Cross my heart and hope to die. I didn't see anybody, but for the next 30 to 45-ish minutes, I heard Christmas carols. Finally, I met these wonderful creatures. Ghouls, witches, fairies, oh my! They never said trick or treat. They just kept singing, giggling, and smiling with goodie bags in hand. I wonder if there are any other fun stories out there. All the best for you and your family. Jennifer, Littleton, Colorado. Ho, ho, ho. Thanks for writing, Jennifer. That's awesome. I think I would have given extra on Halloween to somebody singing Christmas carols. Of course, that's to make up for the people who say, "You got the wrong holiday. No candy for you." Christmas Stocking is on Facebook, facebook.com/Christmas Stocking. Lisa in Texas, hello. David in Ontario. Katrina, thanks for joining us and participating. I am at Christmas Stocking on twitter.com. Stay up to date on Christmas news and fun and also the new episodes. And mychristmasstocking.net, which has another way to email me. You just click the contact button. Anthony, thank you for your email and your suggestion. I will see if I can come up with something. Also, it's very late, but you can still click call me to wish Merry Christmas or share what Christmas means to you. Still might get in on the show, even though I'm out Christmas shopping right now, even as you're listening to this. And did you know that you can get an email update for every episode? It lets you know when the new episode comes out. I know it's really late for me to be mentioning this, but it's handy if you use a podcast app that doesn't tell you when you have new episodes or you're fetching them manually. Click subscribe on the top of the page, you'll find information. And actually, the email has a direct link to the download. Next time in the Christmas Stocking, I'm going to share a very familiar tale as told by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, the guy my elementary school in Pasadena was named after. That's right, I was there for a whole year. I would say that's all they could take of me, but actually, I went back to Connecticut. Anyway, talk to you soon. Christmas is coming in the Christmas Stocking.